The reading is from John chapter 4, verses 31 to 38. The disciples urged Jesus, "Rabbi, eat something." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you know nothing about." Then his disciples said to each other, "Could someone have brought him food?" "My food," said Jesus, "is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Don't you have a saying, 'It's still 4 months until harvest'? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Even now the ones who reaps draws a wage and harvests a crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Thus the saying, 'One sows and another reaps,' is true. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labour."
"It's harvest." "Harvest? What does that mean? Who can tell me what harvest is all about? Phil's given us some clues early on. I wonder who else can tell us what harvest is all about." Thank you. Anyone got any ideas? Words that go with harvest. Go on. Food, yes. We say thank you for food, absolutely.
Celebrating all the food.
Giving food to homeless people.
Giving food to homeless people, sharing food, absolutely, yes. Crops, the growing of crops, and thankful for the fact that crops have grown, because they don't always, do they? Anybody else got any ideas? It was a very good idea. It'll come back later. Any other ideas?
And also newborn lambs.
Yes, absolutely. The lambs that were born, yes. Yeah, thankful for all of that, all those lambs. Yeah.
We thank God for the food that we've been, the natural food that we've been given.
Absolutely. Thanking God for the food that we've been given. Thank you. Lots of ideas there. Harvest. Oh, we've got someone else. Hello.
It's giving to the needy, giving to people that are thinking about people that are less fortunate than we are.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Growing vegetables for everyone.
Growing vegetables for everyone. That's a lovely thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. Giving thanks to God. Thank Him for all His goodness to all of us here in church and all around the world. Making people thankful. Mm.
Thank you. So lots of ideas about harvest. Lots of them. Well, I've got some really, really bad harvest jokes to get us started. Are you ready? At the end of a joke, you laugh. Okay, so the first one is, what is the fastest vegetable? A runner bean. It's a good one. Well done. And the next one. Why did the tomato go out with the prune? Oh! Well done. Because he couldn't find a date. Well done. Okay, and the last one you'll be really pleased to hear now. What did the father tomato say to the baby tomato on the family walk? He did. He said, "Come on, ketchup."
That's the end of the joke. Thank you for listening. So, harvest. 7 letters in harvest. I need 7 people, please. 7 people to hold a letter. Come up, up you come. You need to be able to spell a tiny bit, but we can help you as well. Yeah? Lots of lovely volunteers, thank you. You've got to just make the word harvest down here. Right, that. Just stop now. I know everybody wants to have a go, but we'll have to stop at 7. I'm sorry. If I had a longer word. There we go. Yeah. Oh, we're going to run out. I'm ever so sorry. Could 2 people stay and help in a minute? Can you help in a minute? Who really wants that? Can you help as well? Okay, right, so you help us there. We need harvest written out, please. Can you help them to get harvest? You've got to be in the right order. Are they sorted? We need H. Look, it's up there. Yeah. H. A-R-V-E. Oh, super. Right. Okay. Now, I'm going to say some words. Not all of you will be needed for every word. So some of you have to drop out and some will have to go forwards for these words that I'm going to say. Okay, the story. Because of our harvest, we have... Sort them. Right, so we don't need you. Do you turn yours the other way around? We have food to eat. E-A-T. Everyone else? Yes. Right, because of our harvest, we have food to eat for our tea. T-E-A. Yes. Right, because of our harvest, we have food to eat for our tea. From east, E-A-S-T. Whoa. This is a bit dodgy, this bit, but it's as good as we can go with the letters. From east to vest. V-E-S-T. All right, put that... Yeah? From east to west, all over the earth. E-A-R-T-H. E-A-R-T-H. Well done. From east to west, all over the earth, people's harvest. Yeah, thank you, helpers. People's harvest comes at different times of the year. Unfortunately, harvests are not always good. Sometimes they fail. Maybe there's too much heat. H-E-A-T-H. Whoa. Maybe there's too much heat or too many tares. Apparently that's an old word for weeds. Tares. T
M-A-R-S. T-A-R-S. So unfortunately, harvests are not always good. Sometimes they fail, maybe too much heat or too many tares. When this happens, it ends in tears. T-E-A-R-S. Sometimes it ends in tears, and people can even starve. S-T-A-R-V-E. So sometimes it happens in tears, and people can even starve. Some people have more than they need, while others do not have enough to eat. E-A-T-E. Well done. And there's a word which can help with all of this. What is it? There's a word that can help with all of this. Listen. Some people have more than they need, while others do not have enough to eat. What's the word? What's the word? Some people have too much, and others don't have enough. Eat. Well, some people can't because there's not enough. What is it? Listen. Shh. So, did you hear?
No.
Listen. Again. S-H-A-R-E. Well done. Well done. And our harvest, what we think about, and the reading that we've heard, is all about sharing. And today, we've shared, haven't we? We've brought food, absolutely marvellous amounts of food, and that's going to be shared. It's going to be shared at local charities. It's going to be shared in the food bank. So everyone's got enough. That's what we really want, isn't it? To share. So we don't just hold things for ourselves. And the reading we heard today was all about sharing. I'll tell you what. You put your paper down and you go and sit down and you can listen to me rather than holding on to them. Thank you ever so much. Thank you. Because I think the key thing in the reading we heard today was this. My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to complete his work. Complete God's work. And that's what Jesus was saying. And he was saying it to his disciples as well. That they needed to work together. And they needed to share and to show God's love. And to share the harvest. But also to share the good news that Jesus came and he died and he came to save and to show God's love for us all and wanting us to love and care and share together. So Jesus gave that job to the disciples, but it's for all of us. We've all got that job to do. We've all got that sharing to do. Sharing the work together with joy. With joy. With open hearts and open minds that we want to share, and we want a world that shares, and we want a world where everybody knows about God and they share in God's joy and God's love with each other. And that's why we're here together today, to share and to love and to care. And that's what all this is about. And that's why we've got these wonderful uniform groups together today, because their leaders care and they share together and they find out and they have fun and they join together and have a lovely, lovely time. So sharing the work with joy, sharing the good news of Jesus in what we say and in what we do. We can say things and we can let other people know about God's love, and we can do things to show that love. And Harvest is a chance to really understand that and to give great thanks, and in that great thanks, to show God's love to each other. So through sharing God's love, through loving and caring and sharing the harvest, and also looking after God's creation together. So sharing in what we need to do to keep God's creation as wonderful as it was designed to be. As wonderful as it was designed to be, because it is a wonderful, wonderful world that we live in. God made it. He created it to be absolutely beautiful and absolutely wonderful. And it's there for us. And as we've said in our confession, it's not quite always going right at the moment, but we can make a difference. We can, because the world is wonderful. It's potentially very wonderful. So let's pray. Lord, we are thankful for our wonderful world. How wonderful you designed it to be. How you created it so every person would be warm and safe and clothed and fed and have enough to drink. Dear Lord, we long with you for this wonderful world to be here now, for your kingdom to come here now, where all draw close to you, where all share, all care, and have love for you and for each other. Amen.